Life isn't fair. It's not supposed to be. Life is not biased to anyone. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, gay or lesbian, rich or poor. Life doesn't discriminate. Once you accept the fact that life is going to fuck you up in one way or another, you can start preparing for it. The right mindset is everything. It'd be the only thing that would get you through life. Having a can't hurt me mentality will always keep you in the fight. You have to be open-minded enough to believe that whatever life throws at you, you can overcome. What I'm about to do is very uncomfortable for me. I'm used to sharing my story on a very surface level, but for the last 8 months, I drilled deep in my life with Adam, my ghostwriter. I was forced to go back to the sewer where I once lived in my mind. To be honest, writing this book was one of the hardest things I've ever done mentally. Being completely vulnerable and exposed are some of the hardest things a person can ever do. We all have a story. You are all about to hear mine. Life isn't always fun, so how I talk about my life is raw, real, and authentic. I was the ultimate underdog. I was the weakest one of the litter. Knowing that, I had to figure out a way to survive and ultimately thrive. Back then, there was no talk about mental toughness. That shit didn't even exist. You just had to figure shit out. I realized at a very young age, I was fucked. And I had a very long and hard road to hoe without any tools. I wanted to give up more times than I could count, but that voice in my head wouldn't allow me. Being at a disadvantage forced me to create an indestructible mental toolbox, one I couldn't get from theory. It would have to come from practice and repetition. I had no peace in my life because I was living a lie. I didn't want people to know the real me. No one wants to tell people they are insecure and afraid. I realized for me to find peace, I'd have to face my fucked up life and fix it alone. No one was coming to save me. I didn't want money, fame, awards, or even a pat on the fucking back. I was looking for self-fulfillment. I was looking for it everywhere. I realized I couldn't find it from an outside source. It would have to come from within. And to find it, I'd have to be willing to go to war with myself. One thing I figured out along my journey is that you have to believe you are here for a reason, not just floating around willy-nilly. I believe the reason I was put here was to unlock the code to human potential, to tell the world you can be born in a fucking sewer and still be the baddest motherfucker on earth. Just remember one thing. Once you climb out of the sewer and are standing on the road, look around and take pride in the fact that nothing can hurt you.
Man, I cannot wait to get into this right now, man. I'm so happy to be here.
It's been a long time coming, Adam. We've put a lot of hours behind this. About what, 8 months?
Yeah, at least. I think we first contacted, about almost a year ago now.
Well, I'm excited, man. What we're about to do is something I don't believe has ever been done before in the audiobook world. We're going to do an audiobook / podcast / radio show. So we'll see how it turns out.
Project / my name's Adam Skolnick. I helped David get this book on paper. It's been a labor of love, but it's also been really challenged because this life, to be able to put this life in stark relief for everyone to see and understand and absorb, it's not an easy process for you.
No, not at all. It was the hardest thing I've done, like I said, mentally in my entire life, to have to drill down deep in my life and go straight from the surface and go way deep to the, to the sewer where I once lived. You don't want to go back there. You know, once you kind of go back and figure it out and overcome things, I didn't want to revisit that place. And doing this book made me, revisit it. And also now I'm telling people my life, people I don't even know. So that's even harder.
And you asked me to read this because you wanted to universalize your story, because this is not about, hero worship for David Goggins. This is about something else, right?
No, this isn't about me. And I'm not the hero here. You are the hero. So that's why I'm not reading this book. This book, yes, this is my life. But once again, I'm not the hero. The hero is you.
So we're going to get into it now. There's 11 chapters in this book, and in between are 10 challenges. The principles that David outlines in his book are then encapsulated in these challenges for you listeners to be able to apply them to your life. And that's the whole point of this book. Like we were just saying, it's all about creating a toolbox for you listeners to then apply to your life. And the motivation will, of course, come from David's amazing life story. Anything else you want to say to prep these guys for what's about to happen?
Yes, like I said in my small and brief introduction was, you know, basically this is about a habit. This, you know, there was no mental toughness class when I was growing up. I had to figure out an indestructible toolbox to get through my life. And what I figured out along the way is your mind has the tactical advantage over you. And that's what I'm trying to fix here for everybody listening to this. Your mind has a tactical advantage. So what do I mean there? What I mean is your mind knows your insecurities. It knows your fears. And your mind can only process so much. And all that stuff that it takes a long time to process, it starts to filter out. So what that means is pain, insecurities, fear, it wants to get rid of it. It doesn't want to face it. That's a challenge that the mind has no time for. So these tools are going to teach you to start facing your fear, start tripling down on your insecurities, tripling down on your fears, tripling down on your weaknesses, tripling down on being uncomfortable. And that's where you start becoming mentally, you know, just mentally tough. That's where it happens.
And it comes from ownership of your life completely.
And that's exactly what I'm doing here. And that is the hardest part about my story, Adam, is for me to set the example, I have to put all of my shit out there for everyone to see. I have to own my life. Situation. You are in danger of living a life so comfortable and soft that you will die without ever realizing your true potential. Mission. To unshackle your mind. Ditch your victim's mentality forever. Own all aspects of your life completely. Build an unbreakable foundation. Execution. Read this cover to cover. Study the techniques within. Accept all 10 challenges. Repeat. Repetition will callous your mind. If you do your job to the best of your ability, this will hurt. This mission is not about making yourself feel better. This mission is about being better and having a greater impact on the world. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Classified. This is an origin story of a hero. The hero is you.